Now, moving on to our next story, Turkey is keeping up a steady stream of deadly attacks on Syria's Afrin. In the latest air raid, Turkish warplanes pounded a hospital in the town, killing at least 16 people. Earlier on Friday, a UK-based monitoring group said at least 18 civilians, among them 5 children, were killed in the Turkish military shelling of the Syrian town. Meanwhile, the United Nations says it is receiving alarming reports from Afrin about civilian deaths and injuries caused by Turkey's offensive.
Hundreds of thousands of civilians are at risk, including those recently displaced from other areas captured by Turkish-led forces. We have received reports that only those civilians who have contacts within the Kurdish authority or the Kurdish armed forces have been able to leave. But even they have to make a treacherous path through, risking shelling and explosive hazards only to reach checkpoints manned by government-backed armed groups, where they may only be permitted to cross after paying a bribe.
The world body also warned that the humanitarian situation in Afrin is deeply worrying. It said the medical facility is struggling to cope with the influx of injured people. Ankara began its offensive against Afrin nearly 2 months ago in a bid to push back the YPG Kurdish militants from border areas. Turkey says the presence of the Kurds poses a threat to its security. Syria has condemned the Turkish incursion as a violation of its sovereignty. Now, to discuss that further, we are joined by analyst and political commentator Mimi Liam. Thank you very much, Ms. Liam from Perth, joining us live. Could you please tell us what you take of this whole situation, what you make of this whole situation, and how long do you think will it take for the international community to take some serious measures when it comes to Afrin and actually another country carrying out attacks on its neighboring country like that?
I think the international community is going to do nothing. The fact of the matter is the United Nations, even though the U.S. has breached Syrian sovereignty illegally and invaded Syrian land, the United Nations has done nothing because they are unable to do anything, given that the forces are, that are leading these offenses, the U.S. and Turkey, they believe that might is right. And of course, the U.S. in particular has nuclear weapons. So unfortunately, I don't see the international community, as in the United Nations, doing anything. However, perhaps Russia, Iran, and Syria has influence that can try to mitigate what's happening in Afrin. Unfortunately, it seems to be already far gone. There was an opportunity at the beginning to prevent a invasion in the first place if the Kurdish militants of the YPG and PKK made an agreement with the Syrian military to swap control of Afrin, which means that Turkey would no longer have an excuse to invade because there's no longer any PKK in the area. But unfortunately, because the YPG has been influenced by the United States, who has made them various promises, including controlling Syrian territory in the east, particularly the oil fields east of the Euphrates, greed basically took over. And at the end of the day, they thought that the U.S. would intervene to stop Turkey. And even when that became apparent that the U.S. was going to do nothing to stop Turkey's invasion of Afrin, I believe the leadership of the YPG decided to sacrifice Afrin in order to maintain control of the oil fields and have a relationship with the U.S. under the name SDF.
Well, actually, so that was sacrificing the people, rather. They were actually sacrificing the people. How far do you think Turkey will be taking these attacks?
Well, I think that they've already almost encircled Afrin. The Syrian military has now taken steps to go into Afrin as well to try to protect Aleppo, because of course Turkey is working with these Takfiri militants that are going to, particularly Al-Qaeda, that are going to threaten Aleppo now that they're going into Afrin. So unfortunately, I think it's going to go all the way. I think Afrin is going to be cut into the Turkish-controlled area and the Syrian government-controlled area.
And of course, we've had reports that the Turkish government has hinted at staying there even after the operations are over. How likely do you see that happening?
I feel that's it's probably likely in the short term, but unlikely in the long term. I mean, there's not going to be any repeat of the Antakya or Iskenderun situation where the Ottoman Empire, after the fall of the Ottoman Empire, Turkey annexed part of Syrian land. There's no legal way in which Turkey can remain there, and as well as the influence of Russia and Iran will likely have Turkey going back, perhaps with some kind of agreement. So I don't think they're there for the long term.
Thank you very much. That was Mimi Al-Liam from Perth, analyst and political commentator, joining us. Thank you very much, ma'am.